Now, graduates from Queen's University in Belfast are working with the technology company Sensum to develop empathic machines of the future. And this will include cars that will measure and respond to the feelings of drivers. For more, let's talk to Dr. Gary McKeown, Senior Lecturer in Queen's University, Belfast. Gary McKeown, I mean, amazing if you can do this in cars. If I could get my husband to understand my feelings when I was driving the car, I don't know if you have a machine for that.
Yes, well, you're speaking to the challenges of the task of understanding humans, and particularly understanding their emotional state. But yes, it's certainly not an easy thing to do.
So talk to us about this technology and what's the principle behind it?
Well, I work in a field called affective computing, and Sensum, the company, are also in that field. And this is a branch of psychology. It's an interdisciplinary field. It's a branch of psychology and computer science that tries to understand, tries to recognize and interpret and process different emotional aspects of human behaviour.
So is this a bit like online companies are able to like analyse our data and work out our feelings from that? Is it a similar kind of vibe in the car?
It's a similar kind of process, yes. It's the same kinds of technologies that are trying to work out how you're feeling. Within a car, within the setting in a car, the issue is that we're beginning to move towards autonomous vehicles and cars that will be able to take much more control of the driving. And there's a process that has to get us from the current state where we're almost in complete control of a car to a car that takes over from us. And that requires a degree relinquishing agency and creating some sort of trust with the machine that then we feel comfortable letting go and letting the car take over.
And you're making good progress with this?
As we said at the start, it's certainly a difficult task, but we are certainly making good progress. It depends on the any given use case. Actually, cars are quite a nice environment. They're like little encapsulated laboratories that we have people in a seat, and we can put these sensors on them, and we know something about the atmosphere around them, the temperature of the car, and things like that.
So you can work out all kinds of stuff with that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. I suspect it may be more, an easier job than trying to get men and women to understand each other when they're driving a car, but maybe that's just me. Dr. Gary McKeown, Senior Lecturer at Queen's University, Belfast, thank you.